SouthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. All right. Welcome in. We are at the Speak Up table. My name is Barbara, and I invite you to stay right here with us because this is going to be a program all about homeschooling, the trends and the options and information you need to make a good educational decision for your kiddos. So joining me here in the studio are three experts in the area of homeschooling, Maureen Patterson, Wendy Easton, and Travis Young. They have a lot of information and input for you, so sit tight and we'll be right back.
Shiloh Inns are open and ready to welcome you back. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. While we practice social distancing, we're still always committed to providing clean, safe, comfortable rooms and friendly service. Shiloh hotel guests and employees deserve the peace of mind knowing that we are always focused on maintaining high standards of cleaning and safety practices. Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Although we may wear face masks, there are no restrictions on still making travel memories for business or pleasure. So book your next stay with confidence by calling 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Your weekend just got better because this Friday through Sunday is another fresh weekend sale at Yoke's. 3 full days of crazy low prices on Yoke's freshest seasonal products throughout every department. Like 20% off specialty cheeses, salami, and olives from the Deli Cheese Shop. 20% off all your favorite 750 milliliter wines, including notable Northwest brands like Chateau St. Michel, Waterbrook, and more. 20% off all microbrews like Deschutes, Noli, and Samuel Adams. 20% off all spirits in our Washington locations. And save big on seafood all weekend during our Shrimp Fest, including 2-pound bags of 31 to 40 count previously frozen wild Argentine shrimp, $16.98 each. Previously frozen 21 to 25 count Newport cooked shrimp, $8.99 per pound, and other seafood savings. Come join the Fresh for All this Friday through Sunday at your neighborhood Yoke's Fresh Market's Fresh Weekend Sale. Best products, best prices, best weekend ever.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back in, everyone. Let's say hello and welcome to Maureen Patterson and Wendy Eaton. You know, I've introduced Maureen as a homeschool expert, and I want to add that Maureen has been and continues to be involved in many aspects of education, the education scene. I met her years ago when she was a soldier on the Common Core correction crew, I'll call it. She has been involved for so long. Wendy Eaton is is the director, is that right, Wendy? The director of the Classical Conversations.
And a support representative for Northern Idaho and Flathead Valley, Montana.
For homeschooling. Mm-hmm. All right, excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to learning about Classical Conversations. Also joining us, Travis Young. He's the coordinator at the church that we both attend, Regeneration Calvary Chapel, where there is a homeschool support group for parents. And I'll let Travis explain that what that is. So I am just delighted to have all of you here. So welcome in again. Let's get started. And Maureen, I'll start with you. Let's talk about some statistics so people can understand what's happening in the homeschool area for statistics.
Okay, so according to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, there are 2.5 million homeschool children in the United States, and we're experiencing a steady growth rate of 2 to 8% every year. Homeschoolers score 15 to 30% higher on tests than public school students, and it also erases racial disparities in academic achievements. They perform 4 grade levels above average, and they engage in 5.2 activities outside of the home. And some of the reasons for this is because they get to advance at their own pace, and they also get the individual attention, and so that the learning conditions that allow for growth at one's own speed result in higher results and skill levels, but also the fact that they're more able to go outside of the home and do social activities. That's why they have 5.2% is the average activities outside of the home. They tend to be more tolerant and participate in a wide variety of both social and educational activities. And I know in my own experience, they don't seem to be locked in at their grade level or their age level. They can easily speak with adults as well as younger kids. You know, they because that's what they're used to in their homeschool environment.
You know, Maureen, I think a lot of people that were not homeschooling parents before, because of COVID, it kind of drove them in that direction. They were in a certain way, but they're staying because they can see how effective it is, how good it is for the family, how good it is for the kids. So in a funny kind of way, you know, COVID has introduced a lot of parents to homeschooling and helped them understand, yes, they can do this, and yes, there's a lot of support out there. So there's been a big surge, hasn't there, Maureen?
Yes, and the IFF has noted that in homeschooling in Idaho itself, it went from 8% in the spring of 2020 to 10.3% by the fall, which is a 28.8% increase. And I think parents were, they objected to the public school mask mandates and also the poor virtual learning environment during the pandemic.
Yeah. I was looking at some statistics also, and this, I mean, it I guess in a way it's surprising. I wasn't surprised that Montana, Wyoming, Alaska continued to jump up, but Florida jumped up. And what's the other one? Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma didn't surprise me either. But, oh, I know what it was. They looked at metropolitan, they called it metropolitical areas, like Boston, the greater Boston area. They went from under 1% to almost 9%. And so, yeah. I mean, that's just, I think that's a really telling number. Also, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ontario went from a pretty high percent. I was surprised, 11. It is at 11. This is a little bit different grid, 11. So it increased by almost 4%. So.
And I was looking at statistics that the UK has also seen even more so. A big jump in homeschooling.
Yeah, it's legal in all 50 states. If anybody's wondering about that, there's nothing that would stop any parent in any state from doing this. So I'm going to talk about homeschool options. And Wendy, I'm going to turn to you. And I want you to tell us about classical conversations. What is it? How do parents access it? Just get us started here.
So classical conversations empowers parents to guide their children's educational development in every stage, and it teaches them to. Homeschooling actually redeems two generations of education. Our Christ-centered curriculum is rooted in the classical model, which is in tune with the way that children naturally learn. A classical education recognizes that we can learn anything by using three distinct arts: learning the words and the basic facts associated with the subject, and then sorting, understanding, and practicing those words and facts. And usually, and then we use that information to teach the subject to someone else, write original essays on the subject, or solve problems with the information. In the classical world, we call these the arts of grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric, or the trivium. It's a very old approach to education. People like Einstein and Galileo were educated with the classical model. We believe that God trusts parents with their children, and so should we, and that wrestling with truth promotes blessing and virtue for the whole community. And we believe that accountability of community both sharpens and humbles its members. So we meet once a week, and then parents do the remainder of their homeschooling at home.
That was exactly what I was going to ask next. If this was, a full-time, educational choice, or it's a support choice. So it's one day a week. Is that like a full day with classical conversations?
So we have three different programs. Our younger kid program, ages 4 to 12, our foundations program, they meet in the morning, and we believe in mastery of material. We learn by memorization. It's things like history, science, English, Latin, geography, and math. We use creative ideas and games to memorize facts. And then they participate in science experiments and projects. We learn to play the tin whistle, how to read music, beginning music theory. Then they also give weekly presentations, and they learn about great artists and composers. And then our afternoon program for ages 9 to 12, we use Institute for Excellence in Writing program, and we learn about parsing and diagramming sentences, and then they play math games to build speed and accuracy. We also have a junior high and high school program called Challenge, and that is easily tailorable for gifted students and struggling students. They learn a super variety of subjects, things like formal and informal logic, Newbery, American, British, ancient literature, poetry and Shakespeare, all common sciences, cartography, free market economics, world history, American history, Western cultural history, drama, music theory, theology, philosophy, mathematics through calculus, analogies, reasoning. They also get to participate in science fair, mock trial, debates, and protocol, and have more opportunities for public speaking, which is believed by most Americans to be the thing they fear the most.
You know, I don't know why that's the number one fear. It's like anything. Once you do it X number of times, then you're good. Where are you located?
So Classical Conversations is in this area. We have a community in Bonners Ferry, a couple in Sandpoint, one in Kootenai, Priest River, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, and Rathdrum. We are in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and 39 foreign countries.
So there are two options here in Sandpoint for parents, and all of the levels are offered at all at these locations?
No, it's parent-led, so some campuses may have some levels and not other levels.
Because the need isn't there, or the kids aren't there.
Right.
I have a really personal, critical question to ask you. Where is the adult division? I want to do this. I want to go back. You know, we keep learning, I hope and pray, throughout our entire life. I want to do this. I want to have an adult version of classical conversations. So we do on occasion. We hire outside of our parent base for our junior high and high school classes. So you can learn alongside students is what we recommend anyways. And you can have the curriculum and teach it and learn it and all those things.
I love that. I'm serious, I think. Now, is it too late to register for this school year? Here we are in November coming up against the holiday breaks. Can parents still dip into this as an option if they're homeschool parents and they want to augment with classical conversations? Can they do that anytime during the school year?
Yes, as long as we have availability in our programs, which we do in about half of the ones I listed. If we have space, we will add at any time during the school year.
What is the cost associated with this program?
So each program stands alone and has its own tuition-based cost, and it kind of depends on which program you're looking at. It averages about like $15-ish a week. Some facilities charge a little bit, so there's some kind of we meet in churches, and some churches charge a fee, others don't. So it kind of depends on where you are.
Wow, that just seems super reasonable. $15 a week per child, per day, per that morning.
And the parents free.
And the parents are free. I pay $15. I want to be one of your students. Okay, we'll have to talk about that. And I'm going to come back to classical conversations, but before we leave and we get Travis in on this conversation, if we have parents right now who want to get more information from you, they're interested in learning about classical conversations, how do they communicate with you?
So they can email me at weaton@classicalconversations.com or on the classicalconversations.com website. You can search for different communities and get information for specific communities.
So if we just Google classical conversations, it'll start popping up.
Yes.
These are all over. I had no idea. For some reason, I was just thinking local. Like I say, I didn't know anything about it. But to know that, did you say worldwide or across America? Or?
Well, we are in all 50 states, and then we also are in 39 foreign countries.
That is just so awesome. And here I am. You know, you think you know a lot until until you get something like this in front of you and say, I had no idea. That's just wonderful. I'm really, really, really excited. All right. Before we change the topic and we go to Travis and we talk about another support group here in town for homeschool parents, I am going to take kind of an early break. And then when we come back, we're going to turn our attention to our third guest today, Travis Young.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization for mental health in the country. Hi, this is Jessica Rachels. Our Far North branch has been serving Bonner County for over 14 years. Your mental health matters to us, and we are dedicated to improving your quality of life in any way we can. As always, we welcome all to the NAMI Far North Support Meeting every third Wednesday of the month at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Contact namifarnorth.org for more information.
Every year, the Sandpoint Lions Club provides new toys for almost 1,000 local children and holiday food boxes for about 500 needy families. These programs are funded by the Lions through donations. You must fill out an application to be eligible, but no one will be turned away. Apply at the Lions Den in Lakeview Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Applications are also available on the Lions Club Facebook page, website, and at the food bank.
The McCafe Peppermint Mocha is back at McDonald's. And you know what that means. 'Tis the season to treat yourself and drink up the holiday joy.
Now get a small McCafe peppermint mocha, hot or iced, for $2. Or try one of our other small, freshly brewed McCafe drinks. From iced caramel macchiatos to peppermint hot chocolate to hot mochas and every merry treat in between. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
The what is mom waiting for deal is when she was just handed McDonald's at the drive-thru.
Thank you.
And still has the food. And still has the food. And still...
Mom!
And now everyone can start.
Now buy one McChicken, McDouble, or hot and spicy McChicken and get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Witness a new era of Vandal basketball as both teams play their first games ever in the ICCU Arena. The women take on Lewis-Clark State Tuesday at 6, and the men host Palm Beach State Wednesday at 6. Be a part of Vandal history. Get your tickets at govandals.com or the arena box office.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Everybody, welcome back in. We are talking all about homeschool today. We have lots of information for you, a lot of answers, some really good stuff. I mean, I already feel smarter for just talking to you guys. It's like school here for me. Well, Travis, I appreciate your being here. And Travis is a coordinator for a homeschool support group at a local church, Regeneration Calvary Chapel. So tell us what this support group does.
Well, it's kind of similar to Classical Conversations in the aspect that we wanted to provide the opportunity for parents to be very involved in homeschool, which is a very important thing to us. But we also wanted to have some interaction with the students, interacting with the people. You know, when you do homeschool, sometimes people think you can be very isolated, those sorts of things. Although our kids are in sports and jujitsu and different things like that. So there are outlets. But we wanted to provide that kind of that classroom setting where students could build relationships, but also where the parents could still be involved. I have taught at private Christian schools for a couple years. I managed a couple Bible colleges. So I've been in kind of more of the academic, you know, structured classrooms, and then we've homeschooled all of our students and all of our kids. So I wanted to provide an opportunity for the body of Christ at the church to just kind of come alongside, nothing too strenuous or overwhelming, but something that would get the parents involved, the mother and the father involved with the education with the students. And, you know, a lot of it's practical classes. I mean, we have language classes, reading, writing classes, art classes, worship classes, you know, learning different instruments, things like that, states, you know, capitals, things like that. But we really wanted to just provide that opportunity for parents to be involved. That's something that I saw when I was teaching and I went to public school and then I taught at private school and helped out in youth groups for many years. And so you could always tell, like one of the things I think Maureen said, I could tell in the high school group that I served at for 5 years the difference between public school students, private school students, and homeschool students. And, I mean, you could tell within a matter of minutes of just trying to have a conversation with them. And the homeschool students were far and above the most able to hold a conversation with an adult. And it was very impressive, and it really impressed upon me the importance of homeschooling. And as I did private school teaching, and one saw the I mean, my classes were, I think my smallest class was 45 students, and it was just me. And my largest class was almost 60 students, just me. And so private school, public school, you get outnumbered. And here at the co-op setting, we have teachers, we have helpers. Some classes have multiple helpers so that the teacher can stay on focus and the helper can help or helpers can help, depending on the thing. And they're all parents, so the parents are involved, whether it be helpers or whether it be, you know, the teachers. We have registered nurses. My wife's a registered physical therapist. Spanish speaking, just all, you know, just a variety of people, just like what the church is made up of. So,
you know, I agree entirely this idea that you can really tell a homeschool student, and this is not to disrespect other kids and other options, is just to acknowledge that there is something very powerful that happens with this, not quite maybe, but one-on-one training and schooling and education that kids get. There are a lot of myths about homeschooling that they don't get socialized and, you know, they can't interact. And
not a tree stump.
Yeah, exactly.
But I wanted to say that I, as a on our homestead, as a grandmother watching her grandchildren be homeschooled by their parents, it's just so heartwarming, and it's well worth the effort. And just watching them, they do classical conversations, but I'm amazed. Both their mom and I have tutored before, and we just love what we are learning, mm-hmm. you know, all that we are learning. But then the bond that is growing between the children and their parents because mm-hmm. of this is huge.
And the other kids that they get to interact with in co-op settings or classical conversation. I want to open the conversation up to all three of you to just kind of list out. There are so many, and we've mentioned a couple, but let's mention them again. The benefits of homeschooling. There's clearly advantages for homeschooling, clearly benefits for the parents and the kids to go through a homeschooling educational thing. So one of the benefits is that I think parents learn they can do this. And there is support out there. We can talk about that, but they can do this. What are some of the other benefits that we know happens with homeschool kids?
I think Marie nailed on a very important part, is that you're building that relationship between the parent and the student.
Yes.
That constant interaction. You're not sending your kids off somewhere and they're building relationships with somebody outside of the parent-child dynamic there. And you really, I think that's just a you know, divinely ordained setup, that you have the parent instructing the student. You build that relationship, you build the respect, you build the love, the care, the nurturing, and you have that one-on-one, so you're not, you know, spread out amongst too many. I think that's the strongest thing.
And that bond and that respect goes both ways. I mean, the kids, of course, see their parents in such an appropriate way, but the parents really get to know their kids and the uniqueness and their personalities. Another benefit I'll throw out is you are not under the auspices of a government school, whether they want to mandate masks or mandate shots or mandate whatever they want to mandate, or let your kid go to a doctor and get something that you're not aware of. All of that is taken off the table, and you're in charge of all the parts of what's going on with your
kids.
And
you get to choose what principles and goals and help form and plant seeds for that child. That's important.
Absolutely. You get to choose the curriculum in the sense of what you're going to emphasize within it as the years go on. What are other benefits that, Wendy, that you've thought of?
One that stands out to me is then you are there when the questions arise, and they're not getting their advice from their peers. They're getting it from adults that you have purposely put in their life to breathe what, you know, your values into, and you're there when they have questions or things arise.
That is so good, because really up to now we've been focusing on the academic aspect of the homeschool power, but you are talking about kind of the extracurricular things that come up, whether it's smoking or drinking or sexual issues that come up with our junior high and high school kids. And so they're there with you talking as a family. Yeah, that's powerful. Another benefit is my understanding is, Maureen, well, you all three will know this, that homeschool kids are highly recruited. I mean, every major university, if they're applying, they want a homeschool kid. They are just the best. They know how to study on their own. They know how to write, and they're highly recruited. Wendy.
Yes, so I was doing a little bit of looking into that, and even Ivy schools are, they have, you know, actual links on their websites, homeschool students here, for how you can get involved or apply. And I know that it's kind of, a lot of people have said, oh, well, it's really hard to get into college. It's not. And they've actually reached out, because homeschool kids are more self-driven. They lead a lot of their own studies as they get older. So they've already got that mindset when they go into college, instead of having a teacher constantly.
Yeah. best.
I would say one other aspect that's a real benefit to homeschooling is that the student gets to kind of progress forward at their pace. Mm-hmm. I have a 12-year-old. He's, you know, reading high school history books and stuff. I mean, he just eats it up. He loves history. And that's just a subject that he thoroughly enjoys. And so he's not restricted. He can go as far and as fast as he wants to go. You know, just a variety of different aspects of each student and what the things that they gravitate towards. You still want to build the essentials into them, obviously. I mean, reading and writing, and those are some foundational things, and math. We start with those things. But then you can kind of, to a certain extent, you know, you set the guidelines, but you just open up and just let them kind of explore that realm with your kind of parental supervision. You can get them tons of resources. I mean, there's tons of homeschooling resources out there nowadays. There's tons of curriculum. You can pick one curriculum. You can add on to it with a particular ministry or particular book resources that you like and that go in a direction that you want to promote. And yeah, it's total freedom. It's a huge blessing.
And you know, the thing that I was thinking of, Travis, when you were speaking is we've kind of emphasized colleges and universities as the next step. But really, we know that there's such reward and need in all of the trade schools, I guess I'll call them, and all of those skills that we need people to, you know, really get advanced in, automotive. And you have a thought on that?
Yeah, actually, my wife and I have had this discussion, and I've discussed it with other people in the church too. But one of my things is I told my children, I'll help you through a trade school. And then once you can get a job, because usually the jobs pay really well and you're learning an actual skill set, and there's not a lot of the other, you know, stuff, we'll say, that comes along with that, societal stuff or political stuff or whatever, you're learning a skill set that can help you in life. And good times, bad times, I mean, if you learn construction, build your own house, buy your property, build your own house. You don't have to rely on a lot of other people. You can, you know, you just have that ability, that skill set that will help you through life, whether it's jobs or doing your own stuff or helping out your neighbors or family or whatever the situation may be. So yeah, I'm a big proponent of trade school stuff. And I've gone to secular colleges, have degrees, have, you know, a to a master's degree, bachelor's degree, all those things. And so, but I really am a strong proponent of trade schools nowadays.
I really like that thought, because I was thinking as a vocational track, which it could be, mm-hmm. but it could just be skill sets that we need.
Yes.
You know, how to repair your car, how to help your neighbor
yep.
plumb whatever it is.
And we have
toilet.
A neighbor who their son is very interested in learning how to weld, and so they found someone, and he's like an apprentice, mm-hmm. you know, and he's doing amazing, and yet he's very young, you know, and so he can get an idea of what it's like to do that. Does he want to change his mind, you know, and go on to something else? But a lot of the homeschool parents do seek out apprentice type of situations for their kids.
In addition to the academic advancement,
oh, yeah.
so whether it's for mm-hmm. career or just to know these things, to be independent.
I think that homeschooling is way more flexible. So if your child is interested in some of those outside things, you can work it into the curriculum, and they're not tied to this, you know, 8 to 3 or whatever school.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm a homeschool graduate, and I got my first job at 16, and I just did school in the morning or school in the evening. It's way more flexible.
Yeah. There's another benefit, and Travis is our example of this today. I can't tell you how important it seems to me in my heart that dad may be out of the house. He's got his work. He's doing his thing, but he can be so much more involved in his kids' education. There's so much more opportunity mm-hmm. for him to be a part of it and influence and just a you know, a strong male priest leader in the home and in the school. I really like that. It seems like dads, when kids are in government schools, I don't know, he's just like off someplace. You know, it's
kind of gets pushed to the side.
Gets pushed to the side, exactly.
That's I emphasize that. In fact, when we do our co-op and we sign up for the next semesters, I always emphasize I want the dads signing up. I want the dads involved. Dads bring a certain level of respect and structure. You know, moms are very good at certain things, and dads are very good at certain things, and they're designed differently. And there's just something about a dad's presence when he's in the class. You know, the kids mm-hmm. will sit up a little straighter, mm-hmm. a little more classroom voices versus getting a little louder in general. You know, there's that aspect of it. But then also you get the aspects of the dad's teaching classes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done at one of the other co-ops that we did at another church in Rathdrum, we did a firearm safety class. And so one of the gentlemen was there, one of the elders was there, I was there, there was another dad there. And, you know, we have a lot of transplants in North Idaho from other states that aren't very firearms friendly. And so we, you know, just thought, hey, this would be a good idea to introduce some of them to how you clean a weapon, how you take apart a weapon, how you handle a weapon, those sorts of things. And that's the beauty of the flexibility with the homeschool thing. You can cover a variety of subjects that are just practical life yes. things, whether it be sewing, whether it be cooking, whether it be, you know, just a variety of different things, you can cover those and you have that flexibility. And the kid actually gets more well-rounded.
Yes.
So, yeah, it fits the bill.
Yeah. On that same note, so my grandkids do classical conversations and it's 24 weeks of the year. And so they have another 24 weeks of the year in which they do 4-H and other things. And it just really rounds them out a lot more. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do have a lot of new people moving in, and not all of them have lived in an environment where they can go out in the woods and learn how to be safe with guns and shoot, even if you don't hunt, but just to have it and to be safe. And this is just an opportunity for those dads and those kids to learn together with other dads and other kids. And the same thing with moms, not to make it all separate, but probably the dads and the boys don't want to go sew quilt. I'll just take a chance on that one. Yeah. But probably everybody wants to go out and shoot the guns. So.
Yeah, yes.
Your daughters and all. All right, we're up against our last break. We're going to take it right now. Sit, stay right where you are. We have more for you.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. Intermaxnetworks.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Have you visited Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grünberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, we are all about homeschooling today. So many options, so many benefits, so many people and programs to help you, mom and dad, do this important work. Our guests today are Travis Young. He is a coordinator of, and you've been a teacher and a professor, and you're just so more than what I'm saying, but a coordinator at a local church for a homeschool co-op. We're talking with Maureen Patterson. She is into many areas of education, including homeschooling. And Wendy Eaton, who is the director of the homeschool option called Classical Conversations. So we've just got so much good information for you. The first thing I want to talk about, there are a few more benefits that we wanted to mention about homeschooling. One is kids, you know, you can eliminate, you know, of course, brothers and sisters might have their sibling thing, but it's not like bullying going on, you know. So, but you were wanted to talk about special needs kids.
Yeah, so in the homeschooling world, we don't put labels on children. We don't put them in boxes. Just because a child has trouble reading, that doesn't label that child. And I think with homeschooling, you can more tailor your education to your child's strengths and weaknesses and find ways to teach them that fit with how they are. I had a homeschool mom tell me one time that her son was dyslexic and she never told him, and he didn't find out till he got to college. So he had no label. She just tailored it for what worked, and she worked with his disability, and he graduated and went to college with no labels.
Yeah, that's awesome. A couple of questions for more, like dual enrollment is possible. Do you guys think there are benefits to dual enrollment, maybe in the area of athletics or sports to participate, or maybe a foreign language? What do you think about dual enrollment with the government school?
I not a super big proponent for being tethered to any sort of government school, just because of restrictions. Usually if there's, you know, if you're doing something with them, there's a string attached.
Yeah.
One way or another, there's always a string attached. When I taught at the private Christian school, we had some homeschool students that would parallel some of our classes, and they would come in and check in with the teachers and things like that. That would probably be more in line with something that I would say would be doable. Public school system, probably not, especially in this day and age. It's a little, you know, it's getting a little far out there for my taste anyways.
Right.
But the other aspect of the homeschooling thing is that I have a lot of parents that have just moved up here, and they're very nervous about homeschooling. They've never homeschooled before, and we want to make that transition as easy and as seamless as possible. So we try to provide them with resources for the different curriculums out there, whether it be My Father's World or one of the other ones. And there's a ton of different, you know, resources, and you can supplement that with some of the master's books, curriculum and history books and things like that. You can kind of tailor it for whatever you like and whatever you want. And even if, like one of the things we discussed was like a single working mother, I know at our church they provide an office, and one of the mothers comes in and she does her, you know, telecommute, work from home sort of stuff, but she's working at the church office and her children are there and they're doing the co-op, and she's still kind of involved during breaks and different things like that. But she's around, and that's the main thing, and she gets to interact with them and she still gets to do the work stuff. So we try to do whatever we can to be flexible and to make it accessible to every parent, because we think that's the best way to train up your child. And so we want to like exhaust every option to make it doable.
What about parents opening it up here too? They just can't homeschool it. Maybe it is a single mom, or it's just the parents, they're both working, whatever. Maybe they're taking care of an elderly adult. They're just things that are stopping them from being full-time homeschool. How can they access, how can they benefit from maybe like part-time homeschool? Wendy.
So the one thing that people don't know about the state of Idaho is Idaho does not restrict homeschooling to the parent of the child. So if there's an aunt or a grandma or the neighbor next door already homeschools, Idaho law does not restrict you to sending your child over there to be homeschooled. There are lots of creative things. I know full-time single moms who homeschool, and they do it in the evening, or maybe they do it on the weekends. homeschool is very flexible about when and where you do it. And in the state of Idaho, who does it?
Yeah, that's excellent to know. What about some of the, we've talked about online curriculums. You know, what are your top picks? What are the ones that if you have parents that say, I really need some supplementation here, what are your top recommendations from?
Well, when I went on Facebook, you just put in Homeschool North Idaho and you can get all sorts of resources as well as groups, support groups and that are out there. And that tends to help. I know that people, I would encourage someone if they even were thinking about it but thought that they couldn't do it to just really think it hard through. There are sacrifices, but everyone I know that has done it, you know, despite the sacrifices, it's just you'll find a way to do it no matter what, you know, if you really want to do it.
Amen.
In addition to like co-ops, like that we have at Regeneration Calvary Chapel, in addition to classical conversations, what are some of the online options that will support parents? I don't know if it would be the full curriculum or support that you would recommend that you think are powerful, any of you.
I was going to say there's two other support co-ops. There's one in Sandpoint at Assembly of God, and then in Coeur d'Alene they have INCH, which is Inland Northwest Christian Homeschoolers, and those are two co-ops that seem to be really good. They're both Christian-based.
Excellent, excellent.
There is a Logos classical school in Moscow, Idaho. They do online classes, and it's a Christian classical school.
Okay, so if anybody knows people down in the Moscow area?
Well, they can join from here.
Oh,
you don't have
to
live there.
It's online. Okay,
yes.
Thank you for that. All right. Well, one of the other things that, is there any other advice?
I had this lady I talked to the other day, and she has a six-year-old, so it's first grade, and she goes to the library with her, and she says both the Priest River and the Blanchard libraries they have excellent story times. They read them two stories, and then they do an activity, and then a snack, and then the parents and the kids can socialize afterwards.
I am so glad you brought that up, because I have that on my list also. In talking to the librarian, this may or may not meet someone's needs, but they have private, free tutors available. If you want some support as a parent in the math curriculum and for whatever reason, maybe your child has been ill for a while and you want them to catch up and you want some extra tutoring, the library will tutor free. They'll do a private class for you. And I just think that's wonderful. Travis.
Well, at our last co-op, we actually had people in the body, the church body there, that were retired teachers in specific subjects, whether it was English or math or whatever. And they would come alongside, specifically in the high school age groups, and they would come along and set aside a period of time to do tutoring for those specific subjects. So once you get to a certain level, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we're learning this all over again. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have somebody who knows the subject and can go in and just start off and guide the kids through it in that homeschool co-op setting where the parents are still around.
The other thing I like too is the mixed ages that like would come into the co-op, because some of the tutors at the library, and this could be true in the co-ops that you folks are involved in, have the high school students be the tutor to the younger students in reading. It is a win-win.
Yep.
To be the teacher, to have that connection and that help that you serve and help this younger person, plus the kids, the littler kids, love the high school kids. You know, it's just a real win-win situation to have the kids, the older kids, tutor the other kids. All right, we are running out of time right now. I want to say thank you to our guest today, Wendy Eaton on Classical Conversations. I'm so glad to have met you and learned about Classical Conversations. We'll talk about that again. We'll do a program like this again. So thank you. Wendy Eaton, you can just Google Classical Conversations if that's something that has caught your attention. Maureen, always thank you. You are diligent, faithful, and a real help to education in Bonner County and West Bonner County and all over the place. And Travis, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the work you do with the co-op at Regeneration Calvary Chapel. All right, that's it for today. Next week, everybody buckle up because Mike, the Viper Birdsong, is going to be right here. Mike is the head of the Panhandle Patriots Writing Club. I met him at a rally called Back the Bonner Blue, and all of these motorcycles and trucks came rolling in with American flags flying. It was awesome. And I think you're going to be really interested. Talk about breaking the myth of what you think it's going to be like. So come meet Mike next week. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and may God bless you.